KSL's top story this hour, the cleanup continues in Salt Lake City after that powerful storm we had yesterday morning.
In reality, this event was unprecedented and not something that we would anticipate occurring often.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with that story, Mary.
Brian, 2-plus inches of rain fell in an hour or so. It flooded basements, broke roads and rain gutters, and left many buildings damaged. The full extent may not be known for days or weeks. Salt Lake's Director of Public Utilities, Laura Briefer, says they're not sure yet what it'll cost to put everything back together.
We do build our infrastructure for stormwater and drainage to withstand, you know, about a 100-year flood event. The event that we had was a 200-year event. We had some road damage and we had some damage to some of the drainage infrastructure just by the sheer force and volume of the water that came through all at once.
They say residents should call public utilities and a crew can come assess the damage. Some Salt Lake schools are cleaning up the flooding. The Sprague Library seems to be hit the hardest. It'll be closed for months. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.